From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. President Obama is back in Washington after visiting the city he calls home, appealing to supporters in Chicago to get out and vote this midterm election year, even though he's not on the ballot. He's calling on the same people that backed him 2 years ago to keep in mind that he took whatever steps were necessary to stop what he calls the economic freefall.
You did not send me to Washington to do what was easy. You didn't send me to put my finger out to the wind and measure which way the wind was blowing and try to figure out how to stay in office. You elected me to do what was right.
The president was in Chicago raising money for Senate candidate Illinois Treasurer Alexei Giannoulias, locked in a tough battle with Republican challenger Congressman Mark Kirk. The Army is moving closer to court-martialing at least one of five U.S. soldiers accused of killing non-combatants in Afghanistan. NPR's Martin Costi has the details from Seattle.
The five soldiers are accused of taking part in the killing of three Afghan men between January and May of this year. Legal proceedings are furthest along for Army Specialist Jeremy Morlock, whose case has been under scrutiny by an investigating officer at Joint Base Lewis-McChord near Tacoma. The officer's report has now leaked to the Tacoma News Tribune, which says the officer is recommending a court-martial. The Army won't confirm this, but Morlock's defense attorneys have already said that they expect their client will face trial for the killings. They argue that the soldier's judgment was impaired by what they call a cocktail of prescription drugs supplied by the Army. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.
The annual meetings of the International Monetary Fund and World Bank open in Washington on Friday. Steve Beckner of Market News International reports the world's top economic policymakers will be tackling their mutual economic problems.
There are likely to be intense discussions on the sidelines. The group of 20, the top industrial nations plus other key countries, have been tasked with rebalancing the world economy. That is, reducing global trade imbalances by lessening dependence on exports in countries like China and reducing reliance on consumer spending in the U.S. But some countries seek a trade advantage by holding down the value of their currencies. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner and Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke will confront those issues with their counterparts. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner in Washington.
Asian stock markets are falling as a strong yen pulled down Japanese shares and investors hedge their bets on a key U.S. jobless report that's due out on Friday. The Nikkei average fell 35 points, or 0.4%. South Korea's stocks lost 0.3%. Australia's index was down 0.1%. The Dow Industrials lost 19 points to 10,948 yesterday, and the Nasdaq gained 3 points to 2383. This is NPR News. Sheriff's deputies in Los Angeles raided 16 locations to seize cash and marijuana. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports that included arrests at medical marijuana dispensaries.
Sheriff's officials say the raids targeted a group of people making and selling cocaine, meth, and marijuana at medical marijuana dispensaries. During the crackdown, they worked with state and federal agents to arrest 11 people at five medical marijuana dispensaries, two processing sites, a growing operation, and a sailboat. The law enforcers also seized 78 pounds of marijuana and confiscated $20,000 in cash. The raids allegedly involved materials to make meth and cocaine, as well as hundreds of thousands of dollars of marijuana and edible marijuana treats. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
And in South Carolina, law enforcement broke up a significant heroin cartel. Stecia Chirura reports on Thursday's big drug bust.
The South Carolina State Law Enforcement Agency seized 66 pounds of heroin. The street value is $5.5 million. Federal investigators recently netted 44 pounds in Ohio, a record for that state. Major Roger Heaton supervised the year-long investigation into the cartel.
This is one of the biggest heroin seizures in state history. I can't tell you that it's the biggest, but I can certainly tell you that it ranks right there in the top.
Heaton says the cartel operated in multiple cities, including Myrtle Beach and Charleston. 21 people were indicted on drug trafficking charges. For NPR News, I'm Cee Stachura.
Orange County, California police say 10 people have been hurt in a roller coaster accident at Knott's Berry Farm. Authorities say the accident happened Thursday night on the Pony Express. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.